And that thing bounced. We dipped water and they got sick on there. It was terrible. It was the one of the fortunate ones I never did. But they were just throwing up all of that ship. You just couldn't. I finally went down and stared down below and got in my bunk and stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a rough ride over. And then the intention then was we was going to come home and get a 30-day leave. And then we'd go to Japan.
Oh.
Or
the Pacific.
Oh, Pacific.
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness on the Japanese surrendered while we was on our way home.
Okay.
So then I went to, came back and I went to Fort Riley. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that it?
Yeah.
Fort
mm-hmm.
Riley. And got my 30-day leave.
Okay.
Then they sent me a 15-day extension because I had enough points to get out in just short. Then I went back and they gave me in 45 days I was going to have enough points to get out. So they sent me home for another 45 days. So I was home for 2 or 2.5 months.
Right.
Before I got my discharge. Then I went back and got my discharge.
Okay. And you just went back to Fort Riley?
Yeah. Huh?
Okay, now when the Japanese surrendered, of course, we dropped the atomic bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what people thought at that time?
Oh, we thought that was the greatest thing that ever happened.
Okay, because then your war was over.
Yes. We was all smiles.
Okay.
And really joyous about that.
Okay. Now, you said earlier that when you met your cousin, was your cousin from around here?
She was from Stafford.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And did you knew that she was...
I didn't know she was a nurse over there, no.
Oh, okay.
It was just, I could tell what family she belonged to or on account of her eyes.
Okay. And was she a member of the WAX or...
The nurse corps, whatever it was.
Okay.
I'm not right sure. I know she was an Army nurse.
Okay.
But I couldn't tell you what branch of service she was in.
All right. When you were talking about her, you said that you didn't write letters home much.
Well, at that time, I don't even know if when they took me away, I didn't have nothing
mm-hmm.
but my clothes I was wearing,
and
so I didn't have anything right. I probably could have made arrangements, but I wasn't even thinking about that for a while.
Now, did you receive mail from your parents?
Oh, I received. When I got over into England, my mail finally caught up with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to sort them out as to what weeks they were, and then my pay caught up with me, too.
Oh.
It was about 4 months then when I didn't get paid, and it caught up with me. So I was had money. I loaned some money to a buddy of mine, and we would go out on the town and spend money and have a big time.
When you went out on the town, what would you do?
We don't tell that kind of stuff.
Well, I want to know.
Oh, We picked up some girls once in a while.
Okay.
And we went to movies and...
Okay.
And, you know...
And to bars or
yeah,
pubs?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. And when you were in basic training and then other training, what did you do when you had free time?
Well, I didn't go to town. We had a beer garden.
Mm-hmm.
And last time we'd go down to the beer garden... Oh, we'd play cards.
Okay. And what kind of cards would they be?
Well, depend on whether it was how close to payday it was.
Okay.
Sometimes, right after payday, it was poker and we'd shoot craps and stuff like that.
Okay.
But otherwise, well, we could play, you know, you play pitch or whatever you want to play.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember how much money you got a month?
Yes, I do. Well, until I was getting a little less time. I'd take out $6.50 a month for insurance and a little bit for laundry or something. I was getting less than $50 a month until I took my paratrooper.
That's right.
And then I got more.
Okay.
And then after I went overseas, we got combat infantry pay, which was $10 a month.
Mm-hmm.
They pay you $10 a month for fighting.
And for the chance that you're going to die.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so I think I probably, Oh, probably getting up there $100 a month.
And okay.
Then I'd send $25 a month home.
Okay, for to save?
Save for me, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Okay, then did you, when you were in England, and I know, did you buy things to send home, like souvenirs or anything like that?
I never really sent many souvenirs home.
Okay.
I came home with some souvenirs. I've got a German sword.
Okay, now where'd you get that?
Well, I was in Germany. And I don't remember the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember some of them. I don't know if I remember that I'd done that. We'd see a dead German, we'd take their watches off if mm-hmm. they had one or stuff like that. And
yeah.
Basically, that's where these souvenirs came from.
Okay. What did you think of the Germans?
The German people as a whole, or
well,
the soldiers?
Well, either.
Some, depending on which group they were. Some of them were mean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Hitler's, what do they call them?
Oh, the SS? Or
yeah, they're SS troops or whatever. They you didn't want to do much with them.
Mm-hmm.
We had some prisoners, and they were, well, just about like us.
Mm-hmm.
And the German people, I liked them.
Mm-hmm.
They were... It was almost, you know, like being a neighbor at home or something.
Well, when you took a prisoner, what happened to the prisoner?
Well, they would had guard houses and stuff that, I mean, fenced in places, not built buildings, but they had places to keep their prisoners. And
okay. Now, toward the end of the war, I've always heard that Germany was so short that there were old men and young boys fighting. Did you?
Well, the ones I ran onto weren't old men or young boys.
Okay, okay. Do you have a? Did you have a particular friend or a particular officer or a very specific thing that happened that it's a story that you tell when someone asks you about World War II?
Oh, I had several close friends. And as a matter of fact, one of my close friends that got killed that one day I was talking about, I got a letter from his folks, and they was asking me if what I knew. And I said, of course, they wouldn't let us tell too much. They said, mm-hmm. our mail could be censored, or was. I said, I'm afraid the information you got is true.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really a good man.
Mm-hmm. Now, were most of the people... Your friends there, were they married or not married?
Some of them were married. Most of them weren't married.
Okay.
And my, but there was some in my outfit that were married. They weren't very true to their wives while they was over there.
Okay. Well, you, of course.
Some of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't speak for, I know one in particular. I'm not going to name his name. He was from Kansas City. But he was very unfaithful to his
mm-hmm. Yeah. So, this when you went into the service, this was the first time you had really been out of Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
You met young men from all over the United
mm-hmm.
States.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What? How do you think, when you look back at that experience, what do you think was significant about that experience?
Hmm. Well, I enjoyed the people I was with. I wouldn't want to go through it again. If I was young enough to do it, I wouldn't be something I'd crave. But
mm-hmm.
It was a learning experience.
What did you learn?
Well, I learned that there's a difference in living on a farm in Kansas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That you just lived a different. Actually, it just lived a different life altogether.
Now, when you went to Boston or when you came back from the war, did you have an opportunity to see some of the, like, New York City or?
The most we seen in New York City, when we came in, we came by the Statue of Liberty and down the Hudson River, and they throwed confetti and stuff out, you know, and went by Coney Island, too, as it was coming mm-hmm. in. I'm not going to tell you what we've seen floating in the water around Coney Island, but then we went to an army camp, and And they just shipped us out. So as far as running the streets of New York, no. We didn't get leaves or nothing like that while we was in New York City.
Okay. Okay. What, when you came home and you got all that time, then did you know that you were going to come back and farm here in Kansas, come home?
Well, I figured probably that I would. Mm-hmm. I was working at a grain elevator at the time, and that's what I did a while after I came back.
Okay.
And then I got an opportunity to move to the farm. My dad was living on a farm, but I got an opportunity to move out here. His farm was east of Ensign, and I did buy it. I own it now, but
mm-hmm.
and I got a son living out there. But another man owned his ground out here, and the tenant he had died,
mm-hmm.
and he came and talked to me, and I said I'd love to move out there.
Mm-hmm.
And
so when did you start farming then?
1957.
So you worked at the grain elevator then quite mm-hmm. a few mm-hmm. years.
Yes, I have.
Okay. How do you think the experience of serving in the armed forces and then fighting in World War II changed you? Or did it?
I don't really know, except I still had memories of that. I never talked about it a whole lot to anybody. Mm-hmm. We just went ahead and tried to go ahead with our lives. And
mm-hmm.
I still remember some of my friends that got killed in the service. And I also was in touch with, for a while, with some of them that lived in other states.
And mm-hmm.
We stayed in touch for a while. Matter of fact, one of them came into Dodge City one time, and I went up there, and we went out and just enjoyed each other's company.
Now, but no longer do you?
No anymore. I haven't had contact with any of them for I don't know how long.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people still have reunions.
Right.
They have reunions, but it's a combination of two or three divisions, and I figured if I ever went to one, I wouldn't know nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've never been to one of their mm-hmm. reunions.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about it a time or two, but there was just one fella that was in my company that was attached to this when they had the reunions. Baldinger was his name, and he was the only name that I could recognize.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't one of my close, you know, it was just an acquaintance.
Mm-hmm.
So I just never did go.
Mm-hmm. Was it difficult to live in a barracks situation?
I didn't mind it. Like I say, you had friends there, and I guess you just get used to it, and they make your bed a certain way, and they'll have barracks inspections every once in a while, and you better be up to snotch, or you don't get a weekend pass.
And you mentioned something about they took money out for taking care of your clothes, so you didn't have to do...
We'd done a lot of our own laundry.
Okay.
But the main thing, it seemed like they took a little bit out for laundry service, but basically, we went to the latrine and got our GI clothes down there and scrubbed them with a brush. And
What did you wear?
Well, we wore fatigues, if you know what, most of the time. Unless you went to town, and then you had dress uniforms. And in the wintertime, they were the green wool ones, and in the summertime, they were khaki.
Mm-hmm. And when you traveled then, you packed up. What did you pack in? Did you have some kind of bag?
Yeah, we had
a duffel bag?
Duffel bag, yeah.
Okay. And did you have many, other than toiletries, did you have other personal belongings that you took along, like photographs or?
Oh yeah, we could take our photographs and stuff like that. We could take stuff to write letters with, and we had a backpack that we carried. It had your blanket rolled up and it was tied on top of your backpack. And,
mm-hmm.
But we never had a lot of personal possessions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
as far as
because you'd have to carry them.
Yeah.
Well, when you were fighting, you were in the fatigues.
We were.
But did they issue winter?
Well, we had winter clothes. I can't remember if we had overcoats or not. Seemed like we surely did, but I don't remember them.
Mm-hmm.
But we got pretty daggone cold. I can remember that there was snow on the ground in Belgium there, especially,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't what you call very pleasant weather. And if we could get in a building, we'd get in a building.
Mm-hmm. When you dug a foxhole, could you light a fire in those foxholes?
Well, now that would all depend on location, and they wouldn't allow fires if she was going to tell the enemy where your position was at.
Okay. What was the weather? I mean, I know you said it was cold and snowing. Was there ever any rain and it was all...
Well, not while we was there. Of course, it was in January and February, and
okay.
It was winter over there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mostly just snow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And a building might be an outbuilding, a barn.
Yeah, an old barn. We've slept in barn lofts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, as far as personal cleanliness, you couldn't bathe?
Oh, you could sponge bath.
Right, if you had
then
water.
Then if you'd come to us, you know, we could, as far as having showers or stuff like that, unless while you're out in the field, no, you don't have any of that.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And in the beginning you said something about a half a tent, but when you were fighting, you didn't carry a tent.
Half a tent. Well, no, we was carrying one, but we wouldn't put up a half a tent. You'd carry half a tent, somebody else carry half a tent.
Okay.
You put them together and make a full tent.
Okay.
But when you was over in the fighting area, you dug a foxhole.
Okay. All right. And how large would the foxhole be?
Well, just however much, frozen the ground was and when you got tired of digging that.
So you carried a shovel with you?
Oh, yeah. We had a shovel and a pick.
Okay. And then several men would dig the foxhole, not just
well,
one.
Sometimes each one person would dig your own foxhole, and sometimes you might dig a foxhole with someone else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Sometimes you'd use one that someone else had already dug.
Right. Yeah. Now, as you were moving and pushing the Germans back, did they also dig foxholes, and so you could just move?
Matter
and
of fact, no, I didn't do this, but one of my friends jumped in a foxhole and was a dead German.
Oh dear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I suppose you're right. After a while, you just sort of expect that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you don't have time to think.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're thinking of fighting and surviving.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Basically surviving.
Yeah, okay. Any other specific story that, or account of anything?
Mm.
Or a personality that you remember?
Not really. And it was, everybody was over there in the same shape you were. It wasn't hard to make friends
mm-hmm.
with the people. And like I say, I had, when we was in Germany staying in the barracks, this lady that they chased out, she had a nice clock hanging on the wall, a pendant clock, and she'd come over and keep it wound up. And I remember one particular day, this particular guy that I said wasn't very faithful to his wife was an ornery son of a gun, too. And he took his bayonet, and he just wrecked that clock. And I was kind of proud of him in my way. This lady came over, and she was just in tears.
Mm-hmm.
But she says, look, she says, I know you didn't have anything to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
That made me feel good.
Yeah, because you were always decent
yeah.
to her. Well, when you were fighting, did you get news of how the war was going, and how did you get news?
We didn't hardly get news.
Okay. So you just did what they told you
mm-hmm.
to and went where they told you to. Okay.
Yeah, we didn't have a daily paper.
Well, no.
I know what you that one.
But
what
I just
meant,
wondered if, you know, there was word that would pass.
Pass. Oh, there was always rumors and stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
like say you, as far as them really coming around and informing you of what was going on.
Yeah.
Why, they would show you where he's going to attack. And
so did you have to be able to read maps?
Yes, you had. We didn't. Now, I didn't have a map, but the commanders would have a map, or the sergeants, or people we'd know. They'd know. Have.
And they'd just tell you to go a certain direction?
They'd lead us in there, yeah.
Okay.
And tell us, we're taking that hill.
Okay. And then they would be on the radio, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, we had, radios and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, let me look at my questions while you think if there's anything else that the training that you received other than the glider and paratrooper, did you think, I mean, with the rifle and that sufficient training for when you got over there?
Oh, I think so, yeah. We'd practice throwing hand grenades, and we'd go to shooting ranges and shoot our rifles, and depending on what. Now, I was in a mortar squad, so we practiced. Matter of fact, I was the one that would be out. I was first gunner for a while, and I'd go out and estimate the distance to where they wanted the shell to fall. We'd shoot around and see where it fell. If it was too long, bring it down so many yards, then you shoot it. And then when you fit your target, you say, rapid fire.
Okay. Well, wasn't that, weren't you exposed when you were going out there to see?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Could be exposed, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You had to be in the open.
Right.
In order to shoot the mortar up.
Mm-hmm. Now, these were handheld mortars.
Right. Well, no, they weren't. They had base plates on them, and they had two legs in front, and then set down, and you could tell them right so many degrees, and they could screw this deal and make that barrel go to the right, or elevation, or lower.
But they carried them.
We carried them, yes. We carried them on our backs.
Okay, and you carried the mortar shells.
And then we had the rest of the team, squad, one would carry the shells.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
And then how were you supplied with shells?
Well, I never was in a supply group, but they got stuff to you for somehow or another.
Okay. So there would be trucks following?
There'd be something behind us, yes.
Okay.
Matter of fact, there was a few times where when we was up, not in the heat of battle or nothing, but we could go back a ways and eat a hot meal.
Oh.
And they had a kitchen back there for us.
Okay. And that was when the fighting...
Yeah, we wasn't in a real fight. We was up there on the front lines, basically, but we...
Mm-hmm. And what kind of food would that be?
It was better than the K rations or C rations. It would be a solid meal.
But okay, like meat, potatoes.
Yeah, the meat and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, did you have desserts?
I don't remember desserts.
Okay, I always thought that there was chocolate in with your...
Okay, that once in a while they put a candy bar in your rations.
Okay.
It'd be a small candy bar, yeah.
Okay.
That would be in your K rations or your C rations or something like
that. Okay, and did your parents send you packages?
Oh, they sent cookies.
Cookies.
But when you're in... You couldn't get them when you was back in a decent place, and they'd get your mail. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the cookies got kind of stale time they got to you.
Or crumpled, I'm sure.
Yeah. And but they didn't last long.
You would have been there for a Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And was Christmas noted in
any
way?
Didn't even know it was Christmas.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I'm not so sure, but we didn't fly out of England on a Christmas day.
Okay. So any holiday like Thanksgiving or Christmas or New Year's, you were just fighting.
Yeah, if you was in a war zone, you were fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't remember any turkey dinners for Thanksgiving, we probably had some.
Okay.
But you know, that's been a long time ago.
Well, yeah, it has been, but I think you've got good memories. I mean, you know, you remember a lot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember everything by any means, but...
Is there anything else that you think future generation would like to know about World War II that we haven't talked about?
Well, I can't really think of it. Of course, the British Army and the American Army, they were working together, and we had the equipment, and we had the planes. And that was what happened in Bastogne when the 101st got surrounded. They couldn't get planes in there to supply them or to shoot the enemy around them or drop bombs on them.
Did you fight with the British side by side at all?
I never did. My, like I say, when I was in the hospital, my company made the airborne jump, or glider ride, into behind the lines in Germany. They joined up with the British Army there.
Okay. And when you were in England, I know that you were in the hospital some, but before that, did you get to see anything of where you were, or were you just on the base?
Before. I went to, we wasn't in London, Sweden, I can't remember the name of the town anymore. But me and my friend, we went into London on weekends, and we went out to, he had a girlfriend over there, we went out there and had a party, and it was just kind of good times.
Okay. That was before the fight.
Yeah, that was before the fight.
Okay. All right, well, I think that I've covered all these questions. So, if you don't have anything else you want to add.
I can't think of anything.
Okay. All right, I'll turn this off.